Monday night, Chafei Adar Aleph, Chavdal Adar Aleph, Bar Halachim. Okay, we're learning about Ikar and Tophel, and we said there's two types of Ikar and Tophel, and we're learning about what we'll call the first type, which is that one food is enhancing the other. In other words, it's clear that one is the main food that you're eating, and the other one is serving the other food or enhancing its flavor. Like when you put something like cereal with milk, we said latkes and applesauce, topping on ice cream. So that's tofel. So even if you're eating some of the tofel by itself, then you're not going to make a bracha. Unless, again, you always, at some point, you reach a certain point where you've heaped the tofel on. You put so much topping on the ice cream. So normally, even if you're eating the topping by itself, you don't make a bracha, because it's tofel to the ice cream. But if there's either more than is the norm, or significantly more, obviously you don't have to be mitzamtzim, but if there's significantly more milk in the cereal than would be normal, and so you have to make a bracha on it, because we assume that that has become the food in itself. The way the Mishnah Brura puts it, the Mishnah Brura puts it, you wouldn't eat it now itself. You're only eating it as an enhancer of the other food. But at some point, you have a lot of milk in the cereal, so that's like it's an easier way to drink the milk instead of putting it in a cup and eating it. So you have a lot of milk in the bowl. So this applies to whenever you're eating it by itself also. And even if it's left over at the end, if you have a normal amount of milk in the cereal left over after you've finished the cereal, but you have what's considered a normal amount, you do not make a bracha on the milk. Even though now you just, even if you pick up the bowl, you pick up the bowl and you drink the milk that's left, but if it's a normal amount, it's tofel to the cereal, and you're not going to make a bracha. If you have a large amount, unusually large, significantly large, then you're going to make a bracha. And the truth is, if you put unusually large amount of milk in the cereal, then even if it's not left over at the end, l'chaira, even as you're eating it, you have to make two brachas. Because then, at some point, it becomes clear that your kavana is to eat both foods, and you're just conveniently eating it together. And that is a tully in your kavana only? Maybe it's hard to say. Most of the time, people don't have kavana. They're not thinking. But if you take an unusual amount of milk, then l'chayr it's hochiach that your kavana is to drink the milk also. I once tainted a chiddush, which when I was growing up, there were Senate hearings about how junky breakfast cereals are, and how it's garbage and it's terrible and there's no food value. And there was televised Senate hearings, televised Chas V'Shalom Senate hearings. And so they had the executives, like now they put the oil company executives on trial, then they put breakfast cereal, like Mr. Kellogg's, Mr. Post, so they tainted, and they weren't even embarrassed, or maybe they were embarrassed, they tainted that the whole kavana is that you should eat it with milk. And with milk, it's not junk anymore, and it's really just a trick to get the kids to drink milk in the morning. The kid doesn't want to drink milk in the morning. So they make these junky cereals. So I tainted, I remember thinking, that after they said that, beferish, then really it's not so posh. What's the ikka, what's the tuffle? Or at least maybe you should have to make two brachas always. So there it's not people's kavana. Maybe it's their kavana, it's their excuse. And they testified why they made such garbage that people should eat. That's what they said then.
Is this true even if the cereal, let's say, is Mazonos? Mazonos would cover...
Mazonos, we'll talk about Mazonos tomorrow night. Mazonos is a stickle different story.